Hello, guys and girl. So, here I am. I'm finally giving some news in English. It's been a while. Yes, despite the lot of time I have free, it's, yeah, sometimes difficult to find a little bit of time to write. When I do, I usually write in French. It takes me a lot of time to write because I like to write a lot of things that happens, and so once I finished with the French post, I have to translate it back in English, and it's kind of difficult to go back to this. But anyway, so here I'll try to do more or less the same as what I did with the French part. So it's just a short time to give some news about this last year of adventure, and also answer a special question to me, which was why I started this trip. So, in short, in summary, so I realized a few days ago that it's been 1 year that I had my departure anniversary, end of March, the 22nd exactly. And yeah, so I didn't even realize that it had been 1 year I was traveling. So that is to say, this time flew really, really, really quick. And at the same times, I had a feeling I experienced different lives, really. So some period were really intense, and I really enjoyed it. Most of it, actually. I maybe had few time I was little lost, or it was not so nice, but really maybe it represent 1%, 2% of the time in the whole year, so which is not a lot compared if someone can remember 1 year working. Usually you have much more phases where you feel down, and for me it wasn't really the case. And I computed some funny statistics about my travel, so which is supposed to be a bike trip, and in the end, time wise, I spent more or less around 1.5 months on the bike. On these 12 months, 2.5 months on a boat, and all the rest, so the eight months remaining were just like sedentary time. So it's quite surprising for a cycling trip to spend so much time not moving. You would say, you would think, and yeah, it's right. So, this is a good way to transit towards the question why I started this trip. And you can, I think, find some of the answer on my blog, reading, taking some words around in many different article posts and stuff. But yeah, probably the first reason, which is, is that this trip is something I had in mind since a long time, maybe 10 years ago. Or it's difficult to choose to remember the exact date, but yeah, just something I wanted to do in myself, this kind of travel, like taking the time and to visit places, meet people, and all this. The bike thing came a bit later, but with some distance now, I can say that probably it was part of the original plan to take the bike, as it was mostly my main mean of transportation, and it's ecological. It opens you to people, so in the end, I think this was in the background since the beginning. Secondly, and the most important thing, was what made me start this trip. What was the initiation? What was the I don't know, the things that make me say that I needed to do it now and all these things. So it was partly a matter of timing, because yes, my contract was ending. Even though I was having very good fun in Munich, where I was working, and many good friends, and also very nice work, I really loved. But nevertheless, my contract was ending, and I felt it was difficult if I was signing something in the company that I would have regret afterwards to quit on a contract. I don't know. So this was a chance for me to just say, okay, let's go now, it's a good time. And anyway, all the other things that made me take this decision, which were more like, how to say, the how the world was going, all the thing about the climate change on one hand, the feeling I had that many countries were getting more and more unstable as well, that it might be difficult in the future to visit some of them, especially in Middle East, but not only, as we were seeing like the big strikes, quite violent in Chile also, so more recently. And so most of it was the climate change thing, because somehow it had a big impact on me, as I spent a lot of time in the nature, like ski touring mostly in Munich, or mountain biking, hiking, all these kind of things in the mountain mostly. It's something that, yeah, not only would make life for a human more difficult, but also means, I mean, it's quite egoist what I'm going to say, but what would mean to mountaineers that we could not go as often in the mountain as before, these kind of things. And to me, it was kind of sad. And so as I love the snow, I thought, yeah, I could not live in a world without snow. So it's quite sad that all of this is melting. I mean, there are sadder thing, or people that are more concerned about hurricane and all this stuff. But anyway, it's just kind of a joke. And yeah, so this thing quite affected me a lot. And I wanted to take time to think about the reason of this, the consequence, also to try to understand a lot of things. I mean, how the economy is working, what are the link with between the economy and the crisis we're facing, and also about the solution. To me, it's quite the most important to think positively and to try to find our, not one solution, but at least to contribute in this way of making life more energy efficient and all these kind of things. So yes, this made me think that when you work and all this, you are most of the time taking a lot of time working, or you are in your life, and it's difficult to step aside and to take some distance with the life we're living, with the decision we're taking, and most of it with the impact of what we're using on what we are doing on our daily life. So I wanted to take more distance with this and take time also to think about it. That's all the time I'm spending thinking is the time I'm not writing on my blog, so that's why you don't have so much news. But yes, so this was the main reason of my starting this trip. So, which explains also why out of 12 months I spent 8 months not moving much. And also part of the news, so I forgot the main thing, so I'm going very well. And I'm now in French Guiana, where we arrived by boat around Christmas. And I decided to spend the next year, so the second year of my trip, in French Guiana to try to work, so in the field that I like, so mobility, and try to make mobility here more effective. So it's not so much a difficult task in a sense where there are no mobility services at all. So compared to Munich or even to France, there are very few buses and these kind of things. Surprisingly, there is a lot of bikes around, so because it's very cheap and people here are poorer than in France. So it's the main reason, I guess. Because it's also very hot weather, so it's not as easy as cycling in Europe. So yes, I'm going to spend probably next year here, and I don't know really what to add to this, but this is the news. What else can I say? I don't know. Maybe you hear in the background the birds or the insects. I'm living in the middle of the forest, the Amazonia, and it's a really nice place where we can eat a lot of fruits, a lot of veggies, things that are really I had never seen in my life. I never like. You need to learn all new words of things, of fruits, for instance. It's really crazy. And they're all as good one to another, so you can really spend every day discovering new food. It's amazing. Yeah, I don't know what else I can say. Yeah, I can say that ski is missing. I'm missing a little bit skiing. But I'm proud of myself, like managing 1 year without skiing is quite wow. Plus, I'm telling to myself I will probably wait another year before skiing again. So, yeah, I think it's good. It's good work on myself. But yeah, so I mean, I'm not giving so much news, but I don't get also so much news from you guys from Munich or from. Or the, I don't know, maybe cyclists that are listening to this message, traveling around, how was it, the COVID? And also maybe the question, why are you traveling? This could be a question I can ask generally to many people because yes, traveling has also an impact on the planet, so that's, maybe it's good then to take the time we are in our home because of this virus to think little about what we're doing every day, why we're working, and all this. I mean, it's a difficult question to answer, but yeah. So I guess that's all I wanted to say. Yeah, please feel free to comment on this post, and I'll be glad to get some news from anyone who's listening to this, and also your answer to my questions. So, take care of yourself. Bye bye.